Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, how's it going, everybody? This is Brother Carson here from Mad Dash Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for joining us for this special edition for today. We're going to be talking about expungement and legal help, legal advice, and things like that. So right now I'm not in front of my desk, anything like that. I'm actually about to meet my mom, car breaking down, so I'm about to meet her. So I'm hosting a show while I'm on the run to go meet my mom. So show must go on. I'm sitting here on the bus now. So we're going to have a special guest who's going to call in, and he's going to talk more about what he do, his job, what is expungement, what it means to have your record expunged. And also he will be calling more legal advice. His name is Tim. And we're going to also accept any calls that's going to come in. If you want to join in on the conversation and if you want to add in your two cents, please do so, because even that is viable. We definitely want you to call in and join the chat line. Just hit up our phone line. It's right there on our website. And or if you can't talk, you can go ahead and hit up the chat line, which probably not working right now. But if it is, go ahead and drop us a line, and we'll try to our best to help you out with that. Make sure you guys join us tonight at 5 o'clock p.m. We're going to be at the Urban Ventures for our Tuesday night support meeting, which, you know, it's a nice meeting to go to, especially if you are going through a situation, need some help, or you just need to vent, or you just need to connect with some people that can help you, or that can, you know, put out a helping hand for you for whatever situation that you're going through. You definitely want to make it to that meeting. Again, that's tonight, 5 o'clock. We're going to be on 3046 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis. That's right on 4th and Lake Street. We definitely would love to have you guys come there and join in on the conversation. Also, if you guys see Mad Dads on the Metro line, make sure y'all walk up to him and give him a holler, say hi to him, or you can sign up and get some of the resources that we have for you. So you can definitely get all the help that you need, especially when you're talking to a Mad Dad. Make sure y'all look for the buzz in the green shirts. They'll have Mad Dads right on it. And they will definitely be able to help you. They're going to be riding the Metro line, starting back up on the 7th. You know, because even Mad Dads, we got to have a break for a little bit. But make sure if y'all see him, even if y'all see him on the streets, just walk up to him, talk to him, and know that they'll be able to help. We also just going to have our guest caller. He's going to call in a few minutes. And he's going to tell us more about what he do. So make sure y'all stay tuned. Make sure y'all keep it locked for us and keep it on here for us. I know, you know, in our lifetime, things come up. And, you know, legal things might happen to where we might get into in a legal bound. And when that happens, sometimes we might make mistakes, or sometimes we can be convicted of the wrong thing. And we can have certain things on our records that may not be too helpful for us, especially if we're trying to move on forward in our life. Let's say trying to rent or trying to buy certain things or trying to get a loan or anything like that. We might have certain things on our records that might be bad for us. So when that happens, and let's say we did make that mistake and we did serve our time, let's say we, you know, turned it around after all that is done. We turned it around, and now we just need our record expunged. You know what I mean? Or sometimes the government will make a mistake. But when we have those things on our record, we are jeopardizing our lifestyle. So one thing that you have to do when that stuff happens is to get it expunged. So when expungement, what it means to basically to take it off your record, and, you know, just kind of say, you know, that it wasn't there or that you served your time, so it's not hovering over you or, you know, being a burden to you, because that's what it is if, you know, if you are trying to do what you have to do. So any callers on the line, you can go ahead and just start talking anytime you want. I won't be able to see that you are on the line, but if you was to go ahead and call in, definitely just go ahead and start speaking whenever you can. Also, we got a lot of programs for you fathers out there, or mothers out there who want to kind of learn how to connect better with your kids. Also, if you can join us Tuesday night, 5 o'clock at the Urban Ventures, like I mentioned before, you can also join our parenting class with Jack Strotter, being the instructor there. It's always a good thing to have, you know, good people to come and teach you essential things, because not all parents are good parents. And not to say that joining that class means you're a bad parent, but it's saying that you're probably already a good parent, but you can be a better parent. You can learn things that you may not know before, because we don't know all things, but, you know, you can learn some things that you haven't learned before if you was to, you know, go and sit down and take a class by somebody who's a professional at the field. And, you know, we all need that kind of stuff going on with us, you know, to get a better understanding with each other. So make sure y'all join us. Make sure y'all understand that that we are here to help. You know, there's nothing that the Mad Devs can do that's going to sit here and, you know, that's going to slow you down. But, you know, those things that's on your records, those type of things can slow you down. And we're gonna try to get you, you know, to a better situation if you are in the bind. So we got a professional that's gonna call in, and he's gonna tell us about what he do. Again, I cannot see if you are calling in or not. So please, if you are online, just start talking, and I'll be able to talk to you. Like I mentioned before, that expungement is essentially taking it off, and. You know, and it's able to, you know, help you when it comes to, you know, all that other stuff, you know, renting and buying things or getting a loan. All that helps. When that record is expunged, when you got that certain thing off, that burden off, you can kind of breathe easy. Sometimes I know that being the case. You can breathe easy and you can know that, you know, from this point on, things are going to be okay. You know what I mean? Life goes on. You're able to get things going. You're able to apply for, you know, student loans or anything like that, whatever the case may be. You're able to set yourself free from that bondage, that whatever little stint you have on your record, and you're able to move on with your life. You know, if you need help with any of those kind of things, talk to our professional that's going to call in. Soon, he's going to call in real soon, or you can just learn more about the Minneapolis Mad Dads here on our website, which is www.minneapolismaddads.org, and get some information from us. I do apologize if it's a little loud. I'm heading to the light rail. Try to meet my mom I think she's in Apple Valley. I don't know what's going on. The car broke down, so I'm out and about. Couldn't really host. I was heading home at first until I got the call. So I'm just out and about, and I'm trying to get things done. So here I am, multitasking people. I thank y'all for supporting me. Seriously, because, you know, if I knew that people weren't sitting here listening and they ain't supporting me, you know, I wouldn't be doing it, but I do this for you all because you guys tune in every week, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock, and you guys are appreciative of the show. And, you know, I thank you guys for being so loyal for us. So we thank you. Again, if there's any callers on the line, I cannot see you if you are on the line. Definitely please start talking if you are there. I definitely would need you to start speaking. I have an assistant that's at the office looking at the board. Assistant, if you're able to see calls, callers that's popping in, some numbers that's popping in, if you can just click on the phone symbol to allow them to start, or the microphone symbol to allow them to start speaking, if you can do that for me, that will be the way that you can allow our callers to join in the conversation. So that's just for your help there. But we do appreciate our fans that's, you know, joining in every week, and we appreciate the people that's coming to our groups every Tuesday at 5 o'clock. We appreciate you all, and so Mad Dads, we're also asking for help. So if you want to make a notable donation or to help out the Minneapolis Mad Dads with a little contribution, you can hit us up on our website, again, which is www.minneapolismaddads.org, and you have to click donate and just help us out. We want to continue to fight, the damages we got going on in our community with our kids or with the crime that's going on and drugs and violence and things like that that's going on. That's all too often. That's too common in our community. So we want to stay around. We want to stick around and continue to fight for that. So, but we do need your help. Again, if you want to make a notable contribution, you can go to www.minneapolismaddads.org. We definitely need your help. We definitely need you, the ones who love Mad Dads. We definitely need you to give us a hand, to help us out, to just be there for us. So, again, we want to thank you. And, we want to ask you to just continue to be there for us as we're going to be here for you. We cannot do this without you. But a little bit more on this. I know that a lot of people don't really know what they can do to their records after that, after, you know, the deed is done. You know, after a certain, you know, after you have spent a certain amount of time in jail or something, or, you know, whatever the case is, you know, after all that, you want that stuff off. I know you guys can probably hear that. You guys can hear that in the background. That's because I'm on the light rail right now, trying to head back down. I'm here with my mother right here. We have to leave our van, so please, y'all, just continue to pray for us. Sorry, that threw me off. But after all that stuff that's going on, that, you know, after your time that you serve, make sure that you guys get the record expunged, especially if you turn your life over. You know, your record is going to have to be, now, not everything can be expunged now, just to let you know. It's not just, you can't just expunge everything. If you did some time for something serious, then, you know, only certain things you can be helped for, but not everything, you know. Certain things, you know, especially if it's very, very serious, may not be able to be expunged. It's a serious crime that you that is documented, and it's going to be there forever, you know what I mean? But little petty stuff, misdemeanors or anything like that can be expunged, especially if you served your time or did whatever you had to do to pay for whatever actions that you have done. So, you know, we have to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves, you know, for our future and everything that we're doing in our life, because these things, these little small things, like having stuff on our records can stop us, and we don't want that to stop us. So please call in on the show if you want more on expungement and how to get your record expunged. You can just call in on the show again. That is on the website here again, blogtalkradio.com/Minneapolis Mad Dads. We definitely would love to have you guys come in on the show and just comment and, you know, just add your two cents to the conversation. We definitely need you there. Again, caller, if you are on the line, I definitely need you to go ahead and start speaking. I cannot see if you are there or not. But if you are there, please go ahead and say something, and so I'll be able to talk to you. I'm not right in front of the computer, but I am hosting the show right now as we speak. So just go ahead and start speaking if you are there. If you are on the line, you can go ahead and speak. Now, like I mentioned before, we're going to try to get our guest online. We're going to try to get him to speak more about expungement. If we can't get him on the show today, we're gonna get him on the next week's show, next Tuesday, and get him to speak more about this expungement business and what it means to have your record expunged. So, again, if you are there, Carly, you can go ahead and make sure that you say something, make noise, and just say your name, let me know if you are there, and then we can talk more about expungement and what it means to get your record expunged. Again, my assistant that is behind the desk, that is looking at the switchboard there, if you see any callers that's popping up on the line, definitely need you to click on the microphone image, the microphone symbol, so that they, our guests, will be able to speak. Again, click on the microphone image so that our guests can speak for my assistant back at the office. Again, if you are just now tuning in, I had to join the light rail to help my mom, who was actually was near the Apple Valley area. I had to hop on there. I had my friend drop me off. Had to hop on there to help her. The van broke down. She was, I guess, going through a lunch break, and the van is not acting right. I picked her up. She doesn't have a ride back but this one now, so she's here with me. She doesn't want to go online. She doesn't want to go in there, doesn't want to talk, but she is here with me. I definitely need you guys to keep us in your prayers. But definitely, please call in if you can to Blog Talk Radio and join in on the conversation.
Now, with Mad Dads, we got a lot of things that we do for our community. We have a lot of people that we talk to and a lot of programs that we have for parents and the youth out there. And I got to tell you, you know, we all the things that we do, you would think that, that we would be, you know, well-liked by a lot of people, but we're not. Mad Dads got a lot of... We have haters going on, but, you know, whenever you are doing great things, you're going to have those type of people that's going to be coming after you. So if you do have those type of things that's going on, you know, maybe Mad Dads can help you about that. We can give you advice about that. That's, you know, come on to the Tuesday Night Support Meeting. Can definitely help you to hear people's story, to hear what they had came from, and, you know, to hear the triumph and, you know, hear fair from these stories, but the positive story that comes after tragedy is a beautiful thing, and I love to hear things like that. So make sure you guys join us tonight. Again, it's at 5 o'clock at the Urban Ventures. We are located, again, at 3041 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis. We definitely would love to have you there and be our guest and, you know, have fun with us and join us with prayer and, you know, just have a great time there. Caller, if you are on the line, again, I ask that you just start speaking so that we will be able to talk about more about expungement and more about, you know, this topic today about expungement and legal financial help. If you can just start speaking whenever you are online, if you are online now, you can speak. And I have to say this to my assistant. If you are there, please make sure that if there's any callers that are coming through, that you would click on the microphone symbol so that they would be able to speak, so that I'll be able to hear them and talk to them and get them going on to talk in on the radio show and get them going on. Caller, are you there right now? Okay, he is not. So, and I do got to apologize again for the noise that's going on. I am, like I said before, I'm on the light rail, picking up my mom, car breaking down, and, you know, it's going to be a little tough on us, but, you know, God is good. We don't let this kind of stuff stop us. We're going to keep on pushing from this one, so we definitely need y'all to pray for us anyway so that we can keep
keep on going. And, you know, we make sure that we pray for you because that's what we do. That's what we do here. Here in Minneapolis, Matt, that's what we do. Caller, are you there? If you are, you can just start speaking. I'll be able to hear you. And we can talk more about our conversations. And if we can't get our guests on the line, people, don't worry. You can always call in if you want to. You know, and we can talk about situations going on right now. But I hope that the noise in the background is not too loud to where you can't hear my voice, because I know that it can be sometimes, and I will have to apologize in advance if you can't hear me or not. But if you can't hear me, you know, just continue listening to the show. But we definitely have a lot of people that do call in, Mad Dads, when we work. That will call in our desk numbers, and they'll talk about how they got a certain finance or how certain legal things are going on, and they need expungements off their records. And, you know, we're able to help them. We're able to get them to talk to Mr. John Turnipseed, and Mr. Turnipseed is able to help them with some advice and get them going to the right people, and then we get them expunge from, you know, get their record expunged. And we also, not only do we do that, but we just, after all that stuff, we just, you know, we get them going in the right path, the right direction, get them thinking in a more positive way so that they can be able to maintain their lifestyle, they maintain a job or after they find one, and maintain themselves, and, you know, so that they can be able to live a good, decent, healthy life. Again, caller, if you are on the line, please start speaking so I can be able to hear you. But please, people, we got a tendency to not, you know, fix certain things when they are, you know, out of place. And there's some things that could be on your record that's out of place. Maybe there's a misunderstanding. Could be a, you know, a case of mistaken identity. Anything like that can happen. You know, to where something happens on your record and you need it taken off, or, you know, you made a mistake or whatever. You know, those type of things can put any good person or anybody in the hole. You know what I mean? So the best thing to do in that case is to get your record expunged. And that's only if you're able to. It's probably not possible to do so if you are... let's say you are convicted of a serious crime, then that won't be able to help you out too much. But Lord willing, if you're able to expunge your record and to start off clean, do so. Get a professional. Again, you can talk to the Minneapolis Mad Dads. We get you to the right people, and we will be able to get you going. Caller, are you right there? Caller, are you online? Okay, we're going to still try to get our caller to call in online to, again, like I said, to talk more about expungement. Yes. All right. Now, I do apologize. I had just got disconnected. Went under a tunnel. But, sir, how you doing? Hello, sir. Are you still on there? Hello, this is Brother Carson on Block Talk Radio. I'm sorry. Are you still there? Okay. But yeah, I do have to apologize. People went under a tunnel. Again, we are, I'm on the light rail, so went under a tunnel and got disconnected. The wireless couldn't pick up any signals out there. But
my guest, I would ask that you please call back, please, and so that we can talk and talk more about our topic. But I know that for the past week, past 2 weeks on the show, we've been having a lot of mishaps on the show coming up, unfortunate things. Well, the first, last week, I know y'all might have been listening, and I had a little delay going on, and I figured out what it was. You know, just little simple stuff that happened caused me the delay in my voice. So I know it's not doing that right now, but Carla, are you still there? Carla, are you still there? All right. But we're going to try to get our caller back online. I don't know if that was just him or not, but we're going to get our caller back, try to get him to talk more about expungement. Again, if you are there, caller, just make sure that you just start speaking. Let me know that you are there so I can hear you. But we are trying to get more information. We are trying to get more information to the people who's out there listening to the show, and so that they can find out more about expungement, what it is to have your record expunged, and what you would need for your record to be expunged. And, you know, we spoke about getting people to the right folks here at Mad Dad's. I'm going to keep pushing that you come to our Tuesday night meeting. Every Tuesday at 5 o'clock, we
Hello?
Are located. Yes, yes. How you doing?
Good.
All right. Is this Tim?
Yeah, this is Jeff Thomas. How are you?
This is Brother Carson. I'm doing great. How you doing, sir?
Doing good. Yeah, sorry about the confusion
All right.
there. I called them
yeah.
a little while ago, but it wasn't working.
Yeah, it was, we actually got disconnected. I went under a tunnel, and they disconnected me. But I'm here, I'm back on here. I'm trying to get everything going. I'm not even in front of the computer, but I have my lovely assistant that's helping me. I thank her so much. But why don't you tell everybody what it is to have your record expunged, and what you will need, what will be necessary for that transaction to happen.
Sure. So normally, well, in Minnesota, so I'm a Minnesota attorney, so I can only speak for Minnesota law.
Right.
But in Minnesota, there's different kinds of expungements depending on the different cases that you might run into. So a juvenile expungement is a lot different than an adult expungement.
Mm-hmm.
And in the adult realm, there's different kinds of expungement depending on the case.
Uh-huh.
So it can get pretty complicated. But I'll tell you a little bit about adult expungements. I think those really set the foundation for all the other kinds of expungement.
Mm-hmm.
And in Minnesota, there are two main kinds of expungements. And one of the kinds of expungements is called a statutory expungement.
Okay.
And basically what I mean by that is that the legislators over St. Paul, they sat down and they thought there are certain kinds of records that we should allow people to expunge.
Okay.
And they wrote it all up in the statute.
Oh, okay. All right. And let's say what type of expungement would it be for someone who might have made a stupid mistake in the past, and
mm-hmm.
you know they pay for it, you know, rather if they did time or you know had a ticket or whatever, and let's say it's not simple stuff, but it is a type of. You know, let's say it's kind of small, but it's a big deal, like maybe a misdemeanor or something.
Okay.
What type
so,
of expungement would that be? Needed?
So if the case falls under one of those categories that was set out by the legislators in the statute,
uh-huh.
then you would use a statutory expungement to try to get rid of those records. So,
oh, okay.
for instance, if... if you had a simple drug crime that went through drug court,
mm-hmm.
that could be expunged under the statute, and all the records related to that case would be expunged. They'd be sealed.
Okay.
So that landlords, employers couldn't look at them anymore, pretty much, is what that means.
Right. Right, and because and correct me if I'm not mistaken, but you know, anything that could be on our record, would it interfere with, you know, getting a loan or, you know, renting things like that, or, you know, trying to rent a house or something, or you know, would those type of things on our record get in the way of that if not expunged?
Oh, absolutely. So when having a not even just a conviction on your record, but something as simple as an arrest or a case that was dismissed, even having that on your record can be a great burden. So, for instance, landlords, usually when you go to apply for an apartment, right, they'll make you pay an application fee.
Right.
And that application fee is usually the money that the landlord's going to use to run a background check on you.
Right.
So they'll look at your credit history, they'll look at your criminal history, and any sort of blemish on any of that can keep you from renting in that apartment or that house.
Right. Definitely.
And it's about that simple. I mean, there aren't a lot of laws out there that prevent landlords from taking that step.
Yeah.
If they think, oh, if the background check comes back and the landlord sees, oh, this guy has a felony on his record, even if it's only a felony arrest and not a conviction, they can use that arrest against the person to not rent to them.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. Yeah. So it's definitely one of those things that you know, people want to take care of. And how would somebody go about getting their record expunged? And, like, how would somebody go about getting that expunged? And let's say, how long does that process usually take?
Well, the process to get an expungement, it sounds simple, but it can be complicated in the details.
Mm-hmm.
So the process that everybody has to go through, if you have an adult record that you're trying to expunge, what you would do is you would write up a petition to the court, and basically you would need to prove to the court two things in order to get the petition granted. So in the petition, you need to write down all the benefits you would receive from getting an expungement. So, if you can't find a job because of your criminal record, that would be a benefit of getting an expungement. It would make you more employable. Or if you can't find housing, or if you're getting denied loans or licenses, or whatever it is, if you can bring evidence to court showing that you will receive a benefit from the expungement, that's the first thing you have to prove in that petition to the court.
Okay. And
the second part of that.
Go ahead. Yep.
The second part of that petition, the second thing you need to bring to court to prove, is you need to prove to the court that you've rehabilitated, that you're a different person.
Right.
And that's the second thing you need to write up in your petition. You know, just tell the court your story, tell them how you've changed, talk about your volunteer work, your community involvement, things like this. And once that petition is all put together, it goes before a judge, and the judge will have a hearing, and you'll have a chance to go before the judge, present your case, and if you've brought enough evidence, hopefully the judge will then expunge your record.
Right. Okay. And you know, a lot of people, they tend to get intimidated with things like that, or, you know, just the term expungement seems like a serious deal. But after listening to what it actually is, it sounds very simple, and that anybody can do it.
I believe so. I think anybody who had the initiative could sit down and write up a petition for an expungement. It's not that difficult.
Right.
And there are a lot of great resources in the cities for expungements. So, for instance, down at the government center over on 6th Street, 3rd Avenue, there's the self-help desk. So anybody who writes up a petition for an expungement can go to the self-help desk and get the extra help that they would need to file these papers with the court, to mail copies to everybody who needs a copy. and to go through all the other steps before that hearing date.
27.
Right. Okay. And my understanding of what a petition is will be a document stating that or declaring that you're going to do something and you having a certain amount of signatures that would signify those who are behind you on that declaration. Am I correct about that?
It's a little bit different. It's a little bit different. So a court petition isn't the same as the kind of petition you're talking about. A court petition is basically a document that you would mail into the court that would tell your story. And it's called a petition just because you're asking the court to expunge your record.
Exactly.
You're petitioning the court.
Okay.
You don't necessarily need signatures of people backing you up.
Right.
However, if you do bring to court letters of recommendations and other evidence of people who know you and know that you've changed and know that these kind of criminal behavior isn't going to happen again,
right?
That can be very powerful evidence that could help you get an expungement.
All right. And in which case, that would be like there's a few cases that I know personally where people will call in the Minneapolis Mad Dads. And they would ask, VJ or anybody that, you know, if it's somebody that we worked with before that volunteered, that we can talk to them about or we can help them with their petition, depending on who it is, if they actually are somebody who's changing or who have changed, you know. There's been people who called in and who needed VJ's help for that particular reason, you know, to have them help them out with their petition so that they can get their record expunged.
Absolutely. And like I said, there's great help in the cities for that. There's Mad Dads. There's the self-help desk. There's the Council on Crime and Justice, where I work.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of expungements. And also, the William Mitchell Law School in St. Paul, they've started to run a program where every Saturday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., they have what they're calling their self-help clinic.
Okay.
So anybody who wants to go through the expungement process and wants to do it themselves, write up their own petition and serve it on the courts and to the people who need to be served with copies, the William Mitchell Law School, in their clinics, they're helping people go through that process for free.
And it's called the William Mitchell Law School.
Yep. William Mitchell Law School, their self-help clinic. It's another really good resource in the cities, helping people with expungements.
All right. Okay, and that's in St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And see, people, again, you know, these people can help you. He just told that the classes are free, so you guys make sure y'all check out the William Mitchell Law School in St. Paul. What was the hours of that?
That's from 2 to 4 on Saturdays. I can actually give you a phone number.
Okay. So if you want to go ahead and give out the phone number to the William Mitchell Law School, what is that phone number?
Interested. It's 651-695-7609.
And for those who missed it, don't worry. You can definitely listen to the show again, which is being recorded. So if you missed it, don't worry. You can just listen in. If you want to call in, if you have any questions for myself or Tim, you can call in right now. If you are online, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MadDads. You'll be able to go in right on live with us. We're talking about expungements and legal help and things like that. Also, what would be, despite all those things you're telling us as far as the process of expungement goes, after that, after everything is done, after, you know, the petition is written, after you, you know, put everything in motion to getting your record expunged, how long does it usually take for that record to be expunged right afterwards? Is it an immediate thing, or?
If you're successful at the hearing and the judge says, yeah, I think I'm going to grant your petition, Mm-hmm. It usually takes anywhere from 2 to 3 months after that before the records actually start to disappear.
Oh, okay.
And the whole process altogether, starting from writing the petition to the time those records are gone, it can last anywhere from 6 to 8 months.
Oh, okay.
So it can take a while, but it can be very, very beneficial if you're having problems finding jobs or housing because of your record.
All right. Okay. And it don't seem like a long wait, but I do see what you're talking about, how it can be a little while, and but as far as somebody who's really out making a notion that they really want this off their record, that don't seem like too bad of a way. It might put a little pause down, but people, make sure that you guys helping yourself out there, and are taking care of yourself when it comes to legal things like this. A lot of things seem like it's going to take a while, but, you might need that in order for your future to move ahead forward. And I know it's probably with your I'm sure that you witness a lot of people move on forward in their life after their expungement, correct?
It's true. We do. People who haven't had a job in a couple of years come in, they try to get to an expungement. But I have to say that an expungement, what you can expect from an expungement is not always that your records are going to entirely disappear.
Right, that's right.
Once that record is out there in the public, it's very hard to get back.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you go through the entire expungement process,
mm-hmm.
some of your records still might exist in a database somewhere, at a company database, in a government database. It might still be out there. So even if you go through the process and get the expungement, it needs to be supplemented with other kinds of training. At the same time, you need to be out there, getting education, getting job skill training, understanding how to talk to your employer about your record.
Right.
And taking other steps that can supplement this expungement and really make it worthwhile for you.
Definitely, and I like when you mentioned job skill training. I've actually went through job skill training, and again, this is one of those information things, people, if you're listening, job skill training can be anything to, Job Corp to Twin Cities Rise, which is here in the Twin Cities. I've actually went to Twin Cities Rise myself. I would strongly suggest that for anyone out there who, let's say you just got your record expunged and you want to find a better job. I cannot stress enough how important it is or how big it was for Twin Cities Rise and the help that they provided for me. So I would definitely check schools like that out. If you're young, check out Job Corp. Definitely get the help that you need, people, because it can only help you, steps further as far as your life and having your life go forward. These things help. These things cannot hold you down. And, seek out for professionals like Tim here. Tim, if people wanted to reach you, how would they reach you?
The best way to contact me is my phone number is 612-353-3032.
All right. Again, your number is
612-353-3032.
All right. And everybody who's listening, if you missed that, again, it's recorded. You can definitely listen to the show again and get his number and the company that you work for, Tim, is?
I work for the Council on Crime and Justice. So we're one of the larger groups here in Minneapolis that are working on expungements.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give me a call, one of the best services that we offer is every month, on the first Tuesday of the month, we have a seminar where anybody can come in with their criminal records, they can learn about expungements, and then they can sit down with an attorney and talk about their case for free.
Right, okay.
The first Tuesday of every month at 2 p.m. at the Council on Crime and Justice, it's an opportunity to start your case, to get it going, and to learn more about expungements.
And you said it's totally free.
Yes, it's all free.
All right.
We're all We're all funded. We're a nonprofit.
Right. Now, see, people, that, you know, that's one thing I like about Minnesota, Tim, because a lot of things that's provided here, especially when it comes to things like that, that probably should be, you know, charging, but decided to say, hey, you know, let's go nonprofit and let's teach for free. You know, that's a nice, that's a wonderful thing, Tim, that we're able to have such companies like that to help us out, help people out who maybe just don't know what to do after certain things, you know. And so, you know, all this information here that we're putting out, me and Tim, you know, make sure that you check it out, especially if all of this applies to you, make sure you please check it out. And again, if you've missed parts of the show and didn't catch everything, you can always listen later on and get all the information from us. Tim, I'm glad you had called in today. Sorry that I couldn't make it a little more professional today, but you know what? We got that policy. We gotta have the show. The show must go on. And you know, I'm glad you were able to call in, and so that we can get our, you know, plan schedule the show going today. So thank you so much, Tim.
Yeah, no problem. And also, I'll be at the Urban Ventures tonight at 5 p.m.
All right.
Talking about expungements again, so
all right.
Please show up.
So, okay, all right. Well, if you guys want to see Tim in person, he's going to be at the Urban Ventures. I was just promoting that earlier. It's going to be located 3041 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis. Please come by, get more information about expungement, get more help, more resources from our friends that help us out with our mission to make our community a better place. Tim, thank you for being on the show. You can close out simply just by hanging up. I really thank you for calling in and giving us this information. I've learned something, and I'm sure people who listen in today learned something.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. You have a good one, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Here at the Minneapolis Mad Dads, we strive to make sure that our people have, you know, every information that they can use, that they have information that, you know, that they can utilize, you know, put forward to making their life or their future, you know, a great thing. Because we know we all make mistakes, you know, and a lot of things happen to where we, you know, are, you know, maybe sometimes we don't know what to do, or we don't know how to go about doing things, or we don't know the steps, you know. We can't do it by ourselves, so we have friends that help us, you know. And, you know, Tim being an attorney, he's telling us more about expungement, what his job is, and how he can help you with your situation, with your legal problems, with your legal issues that you may be having with your record. So we just gave you everything here. You know, all the information here is free. Please utilize the people, especially if this show applies to you. If you wanted that information about expungement, definitely use everything that we mentioned today on today's show, this week's show, and use that for your full, you know, benefit, so that, you know, you can have a better future, you have a better life, because, you know, you don't want that lingering on your papers. And like Tim mentioned before, it is a burden. So please lift that from you. And again, he's going to be at the Urban Ventures tonight at 5 o'clock. We're going to be located 3041 4th Avenue, Southside, Minneapolis. Please be there. We would love to have you there. And we would love to see your faces and just to know that you guys are getting some information. And, you know, and once again, we have to thank you all for listening in on our shows, because we know that you guys love us, because we love you too. But we thank you for being here, holding it down for us here on Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dash Radio, being here for us and listening in every week. Hopefully the information that you have got has been useful, and that we use every bit of the information to the best
interest. So we're going to close out in some prayer, and then we're going to talk about what's coming up next week on our show. So, Father God, thank you for being here with us today on our show, Lord, and having you have our great friends to call in on the show, Father, and to give us information that some people may not know, or, you know, just to give us help, Lord, just to know that we have people that can extend their hands, you know what I mean, that we can just, you know, be a better person, you know, by having the information that we need, Father God. Thank you for the people that you put in our lives. We thank you for people like Tim and the company that he worked for that help provide information to our great people that might need information about certain things. Lord, we know that we're not perfect, Father, and we're asking that you put forgiveness on our hearts, Lord, and that you change our hearts if our hearts are not changed. All of this we say to you, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Tune in next week, everyone, on blogtalkradio.com, Mad Dash Radio. Your host, Brother Carson. I do thank y'all for tuning in. You guys are awesome. Thank you, and have a great day.